The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. We're back. Alan Ellis here with the Outdoors and Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors. Sometimes we talk about firearms. Sometimes we talk about legislation that affects us as hunters and anglers. And in this upcoming Hunting Quarterly, we have a great article by Bill Miles on his review of the Sunday hunting legislation that was passed, turning control of Sunday hunting over to Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife, and Heritage Service. Kinda. Wait till you see the rule book when it comes out. It's going to take four pages to explain all the different hunting, Sunday hunting rules and regulations across the state. The carve out, the closure in the middle of the day to prevent, you know, people from shooting riders on horseback, I guess, in certain counties. You know, some counties you can start at half hour before sunrise and hunt till 10 a.m. And then you got to get out of the woods. And then you can go back at 3 o'clock. But you can't stay for that 30 minutes past sunset, the crepuscular period of twilight when deer are most active. Nope, quit at sunset. I'm sure that will be complied with by Eastern Shoremen who are in afflicted with this mess in their counties. I'm sure they'll comply, no question. But that's coming up. We've got Lee on the line. Good morning, Lee. How are you this morning?
I'm doing really good, Alan. I heard you all talking about calling turkeys and stuff. I was with Mr. Gene fishing up at the Susquehanna. God love him. He's 88 years old.
Right.
He and I get together, and when the season comes in, we do some commercial rock fish. And I had the opportunity to learn his method of white perch in the lower Susquehanna down more or less out from Fort Deposit down to 95 Bridge. And we got together. And you'll like this part. He had a walker in his truck, and his doctor told him, forget the walker. I want you to, he had a hip issue, and said, I want you to heal up and not use it. So he got down to the pier slowly and whatnot, but we got out fishing, and he's used the same type rig we use for the yellow perch with the two small jigs and a sinker.
Right.
And he goes down, line up with a certain piling on the bridge. I'm probably forbidden to tell which one.
Well, then don't tell. Lee, just say, one of the pilings on the right side or one on the left side or one near the middle, and then let people figure it out.
Yeah. Well, let me put it this way. It's an odd number. How it looks.
Okay. An odd number.
An odd number of pilings.
You've just eliminated. You just eliminated 50%. So that's good. That's a good.
Well,
that's a nice tip.
Yeah, there we go.
Thank you.
And then he's lining it up with some tree on the shore. You know, I love it. Yeah. Remember that's how we used to fish. We had a spot, you know, on a lake or a.
You triangulate.
There, you line up, I don't remember, just lining up the smokestacks on Carroll Island.
Uncle Dale does the same thing. Uncle Dale does the same thing when he's hickory shad fishing.
Yep.
It's called Lee. It's called angling.
Yep,
for a reason.
Absolutely.
For a reasoning. We are anglers.
Yep.
How about that?
No depth finder on the boat, and we were fishing, angling.
Angling, so, right.
We get to the lined up the spot. He says, drop the anchor. I said, all right, team, that works. And I'm we're both getting the water in the same time. Well, next thing I know, he's got like 7 or 8 fish. I got 0.
Okay,
I'm like, I mean, and that, he's trying to, and he's throwing fish back to me. I'm putting them in my cooler because I got a friend who wanted, he wants perch. He's got, has a nice fish fry every summer.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, we're discreet on size, you know, a decent perch. So I'm sitting there, and the next thing I know, he's got another half dozen. And I think I got one.
Right.
Well, I look over at Gene. He's got on these two little teeny pink oars on it. They're straight. And this is all new to me. They're called trout magnets or something.
Trout magnets. Yeah, trout magnets. Yeah.
Okay. See, now there we go. You know about them. Gene, he's known about them for years.
Right.
Everybody knows about them, but Lee, I didn't have a clue what a trout magnet was.
Really?
And I said, Mr. Gene, you know me, I never beg, but I said, Gene, can you spare two of your hot pink trout magnets and maybe I can catch one or two?
Right. Right.
He gives me two magnets. It didn't matter. Gene was the trout magnet man, you know. And he was just crushing them. And you know what? I was loving life. I sat back, drank my Dr. Pepper, and ate my Tasty Cake apple pie, and just had a good time hanging with him. You know,
nothing wrong with that, buddy.
He was putting the pound down on him, and Alan, here's the part. I was watching. He was throwing up current a little bit. It was windy. We had a windy day. We got plenty of that this past week.
Oh yeah, no question.
He was just putting the pound down on these perch, but it was so funny. He catches one about a foot long. You know, I get on the side. You know me. I gotta have a picture. He's like, it went. And you know what? That perch went into his core. You know.
That's the kind of guy he is, huh?
It's all good. It's all good.
Uh-huh.
He's probably sitting right now. He's probably got a white perch omelet on the in the skillet right now.
Nothing wrong with that, buddy.
Nothing
wrong with that.
But, you know, so. God love him. 88 years old. We get in, and his phone rings, and I hear, I hear him talking. Apparently it was to his daughter, and her saying, but you're not supposed to be out there with this, his hip. He says,
right.
No, I'll sit in front of the boom tube for about 5 minutes, and if Lee or anybody calls to go fishing, I'm there.
Right.
But,
good for him. Good for him.
Yes, sir. Yeah. It's just, it shows.
Now, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
Was he using the official trout magnet hook, the gold hook that looked like a shad dart?
Yeah, again, I think he was just using little jig heads, but he said this, the guy that I dropped the perch off to,
Right.
Is, oh, yeah, trap mounting. I've been using them, and I fish with this other guy, too.
Yeah.
I've been using them for 20 years. And he goes, oh, you
yeah, they're out there.
Gold. They look like a shad dart.
They do, exactly. And well, here's the unique thing about that hook, Lee, and for the listeners, okay? It does look like a shad dart, okay? But it's gold. And you know the barb that's on the point of the hook, on the bottom of the point of the hook. If you go around the bend of the hook about a third of the way down the shank towards the head, there's another barb that comes off the back of the shank of the hook to prevent the trout magnet from sliding back the hook.
Okay. All right.
It's a uniquely designed hook for trout magnet.
Okay.
How about that?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, well, it's a learning situation where I.
Sure.
You know, here's where I think I know everything. He put their stake on me with these birds, man. It was awesome.
This is a very humbling experience for you to come on the radio and share this story.
Being me, I usually I'm trying to stretch it a little bit or whatever. Well, you know, I'll eat crow on this one.
Yeah, Lee, listen. Not all fishermen lie. Okay, there's just a higher percentage of liars that go fishing.
Okay. Well,
I
knew I was in that category. So.
Well, sure.
But, Well, all I can say is the white perch showed up. Hey, I did catch two white American shad, white shad.
Really?
And that was kind of neat. Yeah. Where he was doing vertical jigging, but I caught casting out.
There's a jig head that's made by a fellow up in Harford County. It's got a flattened round jig head with an eye on each side, and then it's a hand tied jig, but it's got two little blades that come off at the base of the jig head, and they have been slamming the hickories on those. Slamming. It's a local lure. It's a local lure. And it comes in all different colors, but the pink is the one. Pink and white are the ones, and they have been just pounding the hickories.
Alan, you bring
How about
up
that?
Hickories. You know, I only know the Susquehanna. Are people catching hickory shad and other? I did do it in the gunpowder when I got a flow at Loch Raven, which right now, as we all know, it's really
right.
Is there other tributaries that the hickory shad show up in? I've heard of them, the Wicomico,
well,
the Low Johnson Pond.
Deer Creek, Chop Tank, Octorero, I think you mentioned before, but the Chop Tank has hickories in it. And, there's, and of course the Potomac, you know.
Okay.
Down at,
I've never had to venture anywhere further than the Susquehanna, but it always
right.
I know they transplant, and
Patuxent has them in Southern Maryland. I just remembered we went on an electrofishing trip down there with DNR and on the DNR boat, looking specifically for American shad, but we found hickories and American shad. That was a few years back, and then after that I got a tour of the hatchery in Southern Maryland, which is very, very fascinating. So that's where they do the tagging, that's where they do the staining of the day old hatchery raised shad and things like that. And that's fascinating. If you allow me a minute to tell you the story on that. So they take these very, very tiny fish that are 1, 2, 3 days old, and they stain them with green dye. They put them in this mixture of green dye, and it doesn't stain the fish. The only part of the fish it stains is the bone in the ear called the otolith. Okay? So let's say they stain these fish on day two. Then they wait a day. Then they stain them on day four. Then they stain them on day five. Well, each successive stain stains a different ring in the otolith, like the rings of a tree. So that little shad is, you know, his code is 0245 because that's the days he was stained on. And then they're not stained anymore. And when they recover these fish, they can tell which fish came from the hatchery and which stock they came from and what day they were coded, because they examine that ear bone with the microscope and they go, oh, this is a 2-4-5 fish. This fish was tagged, or this fish was stained on April 15th in 2019 or whatever they do. But it's fascinating how they track these things from, we're talking inch long shad, just hatched shads. And they stain them, and they stain them in this green dye or whatever color dye, and then they know what shad was stained. And the recovery is fascinating because they electrofish them, and they collect some species when they electrofish them and see if their tagging program is a success.
I always wonder, because I remember them gathering a catch, by hook and line, guys at the mouth of Deer Creek, and they would I always thought that was for spawning, for melting the eggs out of the shad, but they were actually transporting them to other tributaries to try to get them established.
Right. Well, the tagging program at the Susquehanna that I went on a couple times was simply tagging and releasing. Take a scale sample, measure the fish, weigh the fish, put it back as fast as possible.
Alan, when you were tagging, were they tagging just the American shad and or?
Yes, no, just the American, shad.
Okay, just
the American shad, yep.
Uh-huh. So,
great trip. Fun.
Have you heard or know of any biologists that have any, I know the American shad is pretty bleak in the state of Maryland. Is there any reports or updates on that?
I haven't asked. Yep.
Yeah.
I have not asked. I don't know. So, but
okay, well,
it's a good question.
Yeah. It would be interesting to hear how they're doing.
Yeah, it would.
Or how they're not doing, I guess, as well.
Even better. Well, cool.
All right.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate the information on the trout magnet that you didn't know anything about.
Yeah. The worst thing was the other guy who I dropped the perch off.
Yeah.
I've been using them for 20 years.
20 years, yeah, yep. Exactly. Well, they're good. Hey, they're good for crap. They're not only good for trout, they're good for crappies, they're good for any panfish. So.
Well, now I'm going to have to go to Clyde's and get a box of trout magnets or whatever.
Yep, you sure will. So. All right.
On top of my million bass assassins.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good luck.
All right.
Thanks, Lee. See ya.
All right.
Oh, man, there he goes. Love it. All right, folks, backyard billies. You know, we talk about them all the time. Why do we talk about them all the time? Because they're great at what they do. That's simply it. They're great at what they do. They have a great product, great products. They have friendly staff. They have expert people that know what they're doing when it comes to installation and transport. They have a variety variety is unbelievable. And anything for your backyard. They're called backyard billies for a reason. I mean, you talk about sheds and you talk about greenhouses. You can't find those everywhere. You know, and free delivery and set up within 60 miles. That's hard to beat. That's for sure. And don't forget, they've got dog kennels. They've got chicken coops. They've got pergolas. They've got gym sets for the kids. They've got tiki bars. They've got gazebos. They've got all this stuff. And as you drive by on Route 50, you know, you can be a, what do they call them? Looky-loo, rubbernecker. That's the term I was looking for. Because all that stuff's sitting out there. And when you get off the exit, which is 44B Evans Avenue off of 50 coming from the bridge, or you go up through Graysonville and turn right on Evans Avenue and then on to Drummer Drive where Billy's is, you will be amazed at the amount of products that they have in inventory. Great selection. So I urge you, if you're looking for something for your backyard, if you're looking for a grill, if you're looking for a heating source, an alternative heating source like a gas fireplace insert or a freestanding wood or pellet stove, you've come to the right place. Backyard Billy's and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. BackyardBilly's.com is the website. Phone number is 410-827-4500. Hearth America has a Facebook page. That'll give you all the sales. They're open 7 days a week right there in Graysonville, Route 50, exit 44B Evans Avenue. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. Or if it's your backyard stuff, well, your backyard's going to look just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Barry's Tire Service right here in Easton. They're just off of Dover and Elliott Roads. Dover's one of the main drags through town, but when you're headed out towards Preston, that's also the way you go to Preston. Elliott Road is a major intersection. That's right on the corner. That's where Spurry's Tire's located, and that's where most of the locals here and a lot of folks get their auto service and their tires right here in Easton, featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, no matter what make, what model, what size, what manufacturing country of origin, they've got the tires. And you know what? Bridgestone Firestone has a great financing program you can sign up for, too. I took advantage of it when I bought my Firestone, Discover? I can't remember. Anyway, they're working good. Spurrier's Tire Service, and I'm on the road a lot. Yep, 80,000 miles on my 2024 Ford Maverick. Just put new tires on it. Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard. Their farm service is great. Goes farm to farm, takes care of all the farmers and the tires on all their machines. If you got a garden tractor, you got a wheelbarrow, tire goes flat, Spurrier's Tire Service. That's who can take care of it. Or even a small landscaping tractor. You know, any of the smaller, big brand, smaller tractors, they've got the tires for those. So, if you own any type of trailer, landscape trailer, boat trailer, just any kind of utility trailer, and you need tires, Spurrier's has the tires, even ATVs and UTVs. They've got all that. Spurrier's offers tire repair most of the time on the spot. Full-service automotive repair. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when the dreaded check engine light comes on. And I got a set of brakes. I did. I got four rotors, four drum, whatever. I got four tires completely redone with brakes. and they did an excellent job. And they can diagnose and repair your vehicle when the check engine light comes on, too. Prairie's Farm Service team, 24-hour truck service, and much, much more that they have to offer has kept Prairie's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. And if you see Mike Prairie, the owner, in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Prairie's Tire Service right here on the radio. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Prairie's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Let me say that again. No appointment needed for tires. Just show up or call them ahead if you want to get, you know, you want they ask you about your tires. They'll have them, 410-822-7384. Website, spurriestire.com. Spurrie's Tire Service. Proud to have them as a sponsor. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic 22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only 10 bucks. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023 for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantel on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took my safety off Granddaddy's gun.
Granddaddy's gun. All right. Who's on the line there? Dale, Uncle Dale from Easton. Good morning, Dale. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Alan. I trust you're well, sir.
We're doing well. How about yourself?
Good. A couple of issues that Lee brought up. The
right.
They are still, I've met the young man who's running the program now, SHAD program, and they are still tagging in the terrorists, I believe. So
really?
I don't, now we used to put out a yearly report. We operated under the federal aid program, so we were required to produce a report.
Right.
I don't know whether he can get a hold of some of these old reports. I would suggest he get online and see if some of these old reports are available. Started in 1980, and I do not know whether they operate under the same principles they did we did back then with the Federal Aid Report. But if they do, they should be available.
So okay.
It would inform him, you know, the scope of the project, the methods that we used to use, and the results.
Okay.
So good
information. Good to know. Yeah.
Yeah. It's it can be rather dry at times, but if they're available, it would give him some insight. Now, we also, when we were up there, Alan, used to participate with SRFRAC. So that's right, remember, an Anonymous Fish Commission. And we used to report to them every year. That's a report strictly zeroing in on what's happening in the Susquehanna in the Upper Bay now.
You used the acronym. What is the program again? What was it called?
The Susquehanna River Anadromous Fish Restoration Commission.
Susquehanna River Anadromous Fish. Okay.
Yeah. The states of New York, Pennsylvania, and Maryland.
Okay.
So, and working to restore the runs of shad with the lift and all up there. So that's that would be a good source of information regarding progress up there. Like I say, I've been out of the loop for 15 years, so I've sort of.
Sure.
I'm not familiar with what's going on, but I have spoken to the young man that runs the program up there, and they are still tagging. In terms of other parts of the project, I do not know what they're doing. We used to do a survey trying to find juveniles because those fish that were stocked up there from the hatcheries in Pennsylvania were also marked. Mike Hendricks was the biologist that developed that. Did an excellent job. In fact,
the Otoluth program that I
he was instrumental in that. He did a fantastic job. Developed all the codes and the techniques, and he deserves a lot of credit because I think
did I describe it accurately?
Yeah, what they do is they want to know when it's marked, but the coding is mainly used to determine what system those fish were stocked in. In other words, a 246 might have been stocked in the Susquehanna.
Okay.
A 248 might have been stocked in the Patuxent. So that way they know where those fish came from as adults.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So,
well, I was pretty close. It's been years since I went out with Brian to do that, you know. And that tour of the hatchery was absolutely fascinating to me.
So. Now, I do not know, Alan, whether they're still doing the shad stocking. I know they cut back on a couple of systems. And I can tell you this year's run on the chop tank was not all that great.
Yeah, that's what you said earlier. Yeah.
Yeah. Other systems,
well, you would know. You're the guy.
Well, we started that program back in 1980, Al, and it's, if the reports are available, they would provide some interesting information to anybody interested.
Sure.
And I had to laugh at Lee because talking about getting skunked by the gentleman he was with that lure, even though he was using the same lure, reminded me of a story of the time my dad and I went up to Susquehanna. This was in the early 60s, and we had one of the best days we ever had up there off of Lapidum. And we hooked 25 in one particular spot that we liked. He hooked 22 up, and I hooked 3. We changed rods. We changed positions. We changed angles. Didn't make any difference. It's one of my fondest memories of my dad.
My very first fishing trip with Robin was on the chop tank.
Yeah.
And you know where.
Yeah.
So we're sitting there, and I'm going to show her how to fish for these hickory shad.
Yeah. Best laid plans of mice and men.
She schooled me something like 13 to 1. I said, where are you throwing? She said, I got a spot right out there. And she'd throw right there, and another fish come in. I'm like, oh, my gosh, unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, she...
My dad had an expression. You're either the screwer or the screwee.
Exactly. One of the two.
Yeah. And you like to be the screwer, but sometimes it doesn't always work.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. Indeed. But, yeah, that was, yeah. So, is it done where you fish?
Yeah, I'm done.
Is it done?
Well, I'm sure there'll be fish around. I've caught fish up there into the middle of May, which we are in now, but
there's always a few
stragglers.
Sure.
But it was poor for other things, too, because usually I would catch other species, largemouth bass and crappie and herring and perch and all. But I caught very few other species this year. So water is so low, Alan.
That's what I was going to ask you, low water.
It's kind of scary, because once they start taking water out of there for crops, it's going to be even worse.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's going to be sooner than later this year.
They're probably right on that right now. So, all right.
So, but if Lee's listening, tell him to go online, because those reports might be available online.
Okay.
Because we always used to make copies of them and distribute them. I had boxes full of old reports that are probably still hanging around someplace over in Mattapique.
I got you. All right. I'm sure he knows very well how to do all that. So
it would be nice to get a hold of somebody in the department. Maybe get somebody on there to talk about some of the other things that we're doing that the department is doing.
Well, if you know the fellow's name, text it to me.
I don't. I was surprised. He was looked like about the same age as he was actually younger than my son would be.
I got it.
It's one of those deals, Alan. Time goes on.
Okay. Time goes on, buddy. Sure does. Sure.
But I would think you could find out who that is very easily by. There ought to be some kind of flow chart or something.
Well, I'll call somebody up there.
Yeah.
I'll call Paul or somebody and see what we come up with.
Well, I think Paul retired.
Yes, I think he did. Yep.
Yeah.
And Eric's no longer there. He hasn't been there since the fall, so.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'd be, it might be Mike, it might be Keith, it might be one of those guys.
Keith would be a good starting point.
Yeah, inside baseball, folks. We're talking about biologists that we know, and we're not giving out the first name. So, the last name. So,
So
many people know who we're talking about, we just prefer to keep it.
Yeah. So,
all right, buddy.
Alan, thank you.
Dale, thank you. I appreciate you weighing in on it.
Have a good one. We'll get up and down.
Yep, let's do it.
All right, thanks, Alan.
All right, man. There we go. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yes, indeed. I agree with you. Yep. Lee said, thanks, Uncle Dale. Love it. All right. Do we need to get to a break, Aaron? I think we probably do, don't we?
We can take that. Yep.
All right. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. In Lansdowne, Baltimore, Maryland, 21227 is your full-line Browning dealer. Folks, one of the finest bolt action rifles for the hunting public is made by Browning, and it's called the X-Bolt, bolt action rifle, center fire, high-powered rifle, available in all standard magnum and short magnum calibers, and Clyde's has lots of them. And there's no better time to check out the competitive prices on the X-Bolts, and they come in a variety of configurations. There's the shiny walnut stock medallion. There's the stainless composite stock Stalker. There's the X-Bolt 2. There's the standard X-Bolt, all available with good optics and all just terrific firearms from Browning. If you are looking to upgrade your rifle, if you've got an old one sitting around that you think, well, you know, I'd like to get a new gun, new rifle, now there's no better time to own a Browning. So why not stop by Clyde Sports Shop? Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number is 410-242-6108. The website is ClydeSportsShop.com. Clyde's is open 7 days a week, today and tomorrow. Hop in there. Ask one of the fellows to see a X-Bolt in a caliber that you might like. And then talk to Mr. Clyde or Rich or one of those fellows. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. Stop by. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Oh, you're waiting for me. You're waiting for me to talk about somebody. I can't even remember who I'm supposed to talk about. But let's try Clyde's Sports Shop. We just talked about Clyde's, but let's talk about him again. Let's talk about the fishing tackle right now. Indeed, Shakespeare, Pfluger, two of the top brands. The Ugly Stick fishing rod, if you like that. Of course, they have all the rods and reels from Penn and from Pfluger and from Shakespeare. But they also have St. Croix. And I just bought my first St. Croix at Clyde's not long ago. Took it on my annual bass fishing trip. That was the one that was in my hand the most. And that was the one that handled the fish the best. So stop by and check out the complete selection of St. Croix fishing rods at Clyde's Sport Shop. Clyde's has live and frozen bait, minnows, crab bait. They have everything for crabbing, from crab traps to trot lines to nets and gloves and measures and seasoning and steam pots and things like that. So if you're into crabbing, Clyde's has everything you need for that. They have crab bait, too. They have the foul necks and the clams and the clam bags and all that stuff. So why not just stop in and see what they've got? I mean, it doesn't cost anything to look, and they're open 7 days a week. Clyde's been around since 1957. You'll like the shop. It's friendly. It's homey. It's hometown. It's Baltimore. And they've got the stuff that you like. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website. The phone number, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Cause you can't stomp us out and you can't make them run, cause when them old boys raise on shotgun, we say grace and we say man, and you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We're from North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
How much time do we have there, Aaron?
We have about 3-4 minutes before the music starts.
Okay, so we have time for somebody to call in and get in the fish and tackle giveaway. High Tide Lures, a perch package. We talked about white perch, and we don't have any trout magic magnet lures to give away, but we do have some great perch fishing lures from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box Tim Sherman. So call in, leave your name and number. Go on the air with me, and you don't have to go into launch into any story or anything like that. All you have to do is say, just want to get in a contest. Your name and number is in the drawing for the end of the month. Somewhere at the end of the month, we will put a number, assign a number to every name. The random number generator will be initiated. Somebody's number will come up, and that person will be the winner of the fishing tackle package. So that's how that works. Easy peasy. Time for one or two callers to do that. If they'd like, we can handle that and get you in the contest before we go. Okay? How's that? Don't forget about our sponsors, Backyard Billy's. We know our radio listeners are going there. Mil-Spec Liners, the Mil-Spec dealer there in Glen Burnie. Bobby Hawkins is Superior Linings and Truck Equipment has got the brand new fuel box, not toolbox, but it does have a toolbox and a container for diesel fuel that you can attach it to your tank and use it as additional fuel, or it has a pump system, if you prefer that model, that you can pump out of your fuel tank, your fuel box, into your diesel equipment on the farm or, you know, at the shop or whatever it might be. It's a great, great invention by the folks at Mil-Spec. It's all Mil-Spec line, and it's fuel-proof. How about that for a quote? Backyard Billy's, great selection of Adirondack chairs and picnic tables and things like that. Beautiful poly furniture in all different colors. Who else do we got? Mil-Spec dealer in Catonsville, Maryland Spray Linings. Not only the bed liners, but they offer rust protection. Like the old Z-Bart, only it's the proprietary brand. Can't say the name right now, but it's the same concept. All the underbody parts are sprayed with rust protection, makes your vehicle last a lot longer. So that's Jack Carver's place at Spray Linings. Clyde Sports Shop, we talked about them. Backyard Billy's, we talked about them. Spurry's Tire Service, don't forget the Firestone and Bridgestone financing. You apply for that by scanning a QR code. And it comes up, approves you almost instantly, and then sets you up on a payment program for tires so you can afford to pay for your tires on a monthly basis. So there's a lot of good benefits to knowing our sponsors, that's for sure. Oh, the Delmarva Sporting Clays Old Time Shooting Gallery, what a ton of fun. I've shot it. It's great. They're upgrading it every time. And, you know, just take the family down there for a good, fun couple of hours on the shooting range. And you'll hear the bells ring and the targets fall over and watch all that in front of your very eyes and sharpen your shooting skills a little bit with the open sight 22 gallery gun and 22 shorts. A lot of fun. Anyway, that's it. That's the story for the day. We appreciate you joining us, signing up for the contest, texting us, and staying in touch. And if you want to reach me, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. My phone number is on the website, ellisoutdoors.com. Get out, stay out, stay safe. Love the Lord. Love your family. See you next week.